preserving our rural landscape and helping preserve family farms is a very big deal. In a community like Lexington, which has a long history of agriculture, the horse industry, it's been a vital piece of our strategy and a vital piece of economic strategy in many respects. Of course, balancing all the interests that a city must do in order to be fiscally sound is also our responsibility. So what we've found is that we've been able to leverage these investments in the purchase of development rights through, for example, federal funding. It's been, over time, a win-win for the city.
The urban service boundary hasn't been expanded for quite some time. When should it be?
One of the things that characterizes Lexington is its rural landscape and the preservation of the rural landscape through the preservation of the and management of the urban services boundary. Now, what we've learned over time is that this puts more pressure on urban development, on infill. And so creatively engaging infill projects, development projects, and creatively engaging more density, while that's a challenge in some respects, it's an opportunity for us in other respects. We've seen other cities, for example, Portland, Oregon, which have adopted the same urban services boundary model that Lexington first pioneered. So over time, what Lexington has pioneered through the urban services boundary is a sustainable model for city growth and development.
Do you hear much conversation about illegal immigration, particularly as it relates to the equine industry?
The horse industry, the equine industry, has historically been an represented an opportunity for those in skilled trades and less skilled to join an economy. So I'm not hearing, in terms of pushback conversation, what I hear is that there are opportunities in our horse industry. There are opportunities for people to gain jobs and to grow in their careers. So these are the opportunities that, in my view at least, we should be focused on.
Two tracks here in Lexington, Keeneland and the Red Mile, are proposing to install instant racing terminals. I think in one case it's 400, in another 600 terminals. What are your thoughts about that proposal?
Well, I think that the public should be given an opportunity to examine and evaluate these proposals. Both the Keeneland, of course, has a legacy and a history of contributing in a substantial way, both financially and culturally, to our city, and has done things responsibly, and the Red Mile as well. So we have two institutions in our city, two tracks in our city that have, over a long span of time, a long arc of history, have helped define Lexington. So my hope and my expectation would be that these tracks, these institutions, these businesses will do the right thing. And that means measure carefully the impact to our public and engage the public in a meaningful way in this conversation, this discussion going forward.